several requests for me to do more hysterical literature, and I love doing it, so I figured I would continue my reading of Edgar Allan Poe's poems. And tonight I have my Lush 2 in, and I have someone controlling it, and I'll also be using my favorite toy, the clit sucker. I think I'll turn that on after the first poem. I'll go just with the Lush for the first poem. Oh, it's not a very long poem, but we'll do that. I'm starting with Annabel Lee. It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived, whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child, and she was a child, in this kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee. With a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that, long ago, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me to shut her up in a sepulchre in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we, and neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee, and the stars never rise but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so all the night tide I lie down by my side of my darling, my life and my bride, in the sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea. That was good. But I'm gonna turn up the challenge with the clit sucker. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. The next one is The Haunted Palace. In the greenest of our valleys, by good angels tenanted, once a fair and stately palace, radiant palace, reared its head. In the monarch thought's dominion, it stood there. Never seraph spread a pinion over fabric half so fair. Banners yellow, glorious, golden, on its roof did float and flow. This, all this, was in the olden time long ago. And every gentle air that dallied in that sweet day, along the ramparts plumed and pallid, a winged odor went away. Wanderers in that happy valley, through two luminous windows saw spirits moving musically to a lute's well-tuned law. Round about a throne where, sitting, Porphyrogene, in his glory well befitting, the ruler of this realm was seen. And all with pearl and ruby glowing was the fair palace door, through which came flowing, 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 and sparkling evermore, a troop of echoes whose sweet duty was but to sing in voices of surpassing beauty the wit and wisdom of their king. But evil things in robes of sorrow assailed the monarch's high estate. Ah, let us mourn, for never morrow shall dawn upon his desolate. And round about his home the glory that blushed and bloomed is but a dim remembered story of the old time entombed. And travelers now within that valley, through the red-litten windows see vast forms that move fantastically to a discordant melody, while, like a ghastly rapid river, through the pale door a hideous throng rushed out forever and laugh but smile no more. Oh. The conqueror worm. And I'll turn the clitsucker up another level. Oh, fuck. Lo, 'tis a gala night within the lonesome latter years. An angel throng bewinged, bedlight, in veils and drowned in tears, sit in a theater to see a play of hopes and fears, while the orchestra breathes fitfully the music of the spheres. Mimes in the form of God on high mutter and mumble low, and hither and thither fly mere puppets they who come and go at bidding of vast formless things that shift the scenery to and fro, flapping from out their condor wings invisible woe. That motley drama, oh, be sure it shall not be forgot, with its phantom chased forevermore by a crowd that sees it not, through a circle that ever returneth into the selfsame spot, and much of madness and more of sin and horror the soul of the plot. Turning the page is getting harder. Just see amid the mimic rout a crawling shape intrude, a blood-red thing that writhes from out the scenic solitude. It writhes with mortal pangs. The mimes become its food, and the angels sob at vermin fangs in human gore imbued. Out, out are the lights, out all, and over each quivering form the curtain, a funeral pall, comes down with the rush of a storm. And the angels, all pallid and wan, uprising, unveiling, affirm that the play is the tragedy, man, and its hero, the conquering worm. I will say that the person controlling my lush is doing a valiant effort. I will turn my clitsucker up another level. Oh, shit. This is a short poem. I'm not turning the clitsucker up again right after this. To blank. I heed not that my earthly lot hath little of earth in it, that years of love have been forgot in the hatred of a minute. I mourn not that the desolate are happier sweet than I, but that you sorrow for my fate, who am a passerby. The Valley of Unrest. Oh, shit. Oh, once it smiled a silent dell where the people did not dwell. They had gone unto the wars, trusting to the mild-eyed stairs, nightly from their azure towers, to keep watch above the flowers, in the midst of which all day the red sunlight lazily lay. Now each visitor shall confess the sad valley's restlessness. Nothing there is motionless, nothing save the airs that brood over the magic solitude. Ah, by no wind are stirred those trees that palpitate like the chill seas around the misty Hebrides. Ah, by no wind those clouds are driven that rustle through the unquiet heaven. uneasily from morn till even over the violets there that lie in myriad types of the human eye, over the lilies there that wave and weep upon a nameless grave. They wave from out their fragrant tops, eternal dews come down in drops. They weep from off their delicate stems, perennial tears descend in gems. And that is the end of that poem. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. The city and the sea. Lo, death has reared himself a throne in a strange city lying slone far down within the dim west, where the good and the bad and the worst and the best have gone to their eternal rest. Their shrines and palaces and towers, time-eaten towers that tremble not, resemble nothing that is ours, around by lifting winds forgot, resignedly beneath the sky, the melancholy waters lie. No rays from the holy heaven come down on the long night time of that town, but light from out the lurid sea streams up the turret silently, gleams up the pinnacles far and free, up domes, up spires, up kingly halls, up fanes, up Babylon-like walls, up shadowy long-forgotten bowers, of sculpted ivy and stone flowers, up many and many a marvelous shrine whose wreathed friezes intertwine, the vial, the violet, and the vine, resignedly beneath the sky the melancholy waters lie. So blend the turrets and shadows there that all seem pendulous in air. While from a proud tower in the town, death looks gigantically down. Their open fanes and gaping graves yawn level with the luminous waves, but not the riches there that lie in each idol's diamond eye, not the gaily jeweled dead tempt the waters from their bed, for no ripples curl, alas, among that wilderness of glass, no swellings tell that winds may be upon some far-off happier sea, no heavings hint that winds have been on ceaseless, hideously serene. But lo, a stir is in the air. The wave, there is a movement there, as if the towers had thrust aside, in slightly sinking the dull tide, as if their tops had feebly given a void within the filmy heaven. The waves have now a redder glow, the hours are breathing faint and low, and when amid no earthly moans, down, down that town shall settle hence, hell, rising from a thousand thrones, shall do it reverence. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm close. Oh, God, I'm so close. The sleeper. I'll turn the clit supper up one more. At midnight in the month of June, I stand beneath the mystic moon. An opiate vapor, dewy dim, exhales from out her golden rim, and softly dripping drop by drop upon the quiet mountaintop, steals drowsily and musically into the universal valley. Oh, the rosemary nods upon the grave, The lily lolls upon the wave, wrapping the fog about its breast. The ruin molders into rest, looking like Lethe sea, the lake. A conscious slumber seems to take, and would not for the world awake. Oh, all beauty sleeps, and lo, where lies her casement open to the skies, Irene with her destinies. Oh, lady bright, can it be right, the window open to the night? The wanton airs from the treetops laugh, laughingly through the lattice drops. The bodiless air is a wizard rout. Oh, fuck. Oh. Flit through thy chamber in and out, and wave the curtain canopy so fitfully, so carefully, above the closed and fringed lid, neath which thy stumbling soul lies hid. That o'er the floor and down the wall, like ghosts and shadows rise and fall, O lady dear, hast thou no fear? Why and what art thou dreaming here? Sure thou art come o'er far-off seas, a wonder to these garden trees. Strange is thy pallor, strange thy dress, strange above all thy length of tryst, and this all solemn silentness. The lady sleeps, so may her sleep, which is enduring, so be deep. Heaven have her in its sacred keep. This chamber changed for one more holy, this bed for one more melancholy. I pray to God that she may lie forever with unopened eyes, while the dim sheeted ghosts go by. My love, she sleeps, so may her sleep, as it is lasting, so be deep. Soft may the worms about her creep, far in the forest, dim and old. For her may some tall vault unfold, some vault that oft hath flung its black and winged panels fluttering back, triumphant o'er the crested palls of her grand family funerals, some sepulchre remote, alone, against whose portals she has thrown in childhood many an idle stone, some tomb from out whose sounding door she never shall force an echo more. Thrilling to think, poor child of sin, it was the dead who groaned within. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. A dream within a dream. Take this kiss upon the brow, and in parting from you now, thus much let me avow. You are not wrong who deem that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away in a night or in a day, in a vision or in none, is it therefore the less gone? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, God, I'm so fucking close. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep, while I weep, while I weep. Oh, God, I cannot grasp them with a tighter clasp. Oh, God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem But a dream within a dream. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Oh my god, yes. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Yes, yes. Oh. So I made it through quite a few poems tonight. Whew. But the combination Lush and Clitsucker were eventually the winners. I think that there's enough poems left for one more session on another night. I hope you enjoyed my readings.